Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Welcome to ActiveSpirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli. Here we are racing off now already into week 15 of 2021. Hope that you are all well. And last week I was unfortunately sick with COVID, but I'm back. And so we used an old recording, some of you might have noticed. Now I'm back, and thanks, Pam, for covering for me, and hope that everybody else is doing well. And let's jump in. What's in store for us?
So racing into this week is absolutely accurate because we're coming off that new moon in Aries that happened on the weekend, and we are still new moon in Aries energy in the morning. Now, what's important to note is that up until 8:06 a.m. Eastern time, it is really strong to get things out there, done, make things happen. But the thing to remember or keep in mind is up until about 45 minutes before that time I've just given you, there may be some kind of tug or power struggle happening. It can be another person, or it can be happening just within yourself, where you kind of have that war of the worlds going on, where one thing wants to go this way and the other thing wants to go that way. So what's important to note is, how do you meet whatever it is that may be pulling at you and negotiate? So, and the word I love when I see Pluto in the drama or in the power play is manipulate. Now, not everybody loves this word, but those of you who've heard me before talk about this, is the word manipulate in itself is not a negative word. An artist manipulates clay. A healing practitioner may manipulate certain muscles or pieces of a system or aura in order to activate or increase healing. Many of us think of the word manipulate as someone who's pulling strings or doing some sort of power play or trying to get us to do something we don't want to do. And that's why it's so important to get clear on what the reaction may be. And this may be a bit of a hangover, not necessarily from alcohol or self-medication, that we're experiencing in the wee hours of the morning, where there's a sense of, oh, you know, I'm not sure this is what I want to do or how I want to behave. And many of us may feel manipulated at this point in time because of the pandemic and how we have to modify or follow certain protocol or do things that maybe aren't necessarily in line with what we would like to do. And so it's important to think, how do you engage with whatever may feel as though it wields or holds some power over you, even if it's coming from inside of you? How do you engage with that so that you're able to come to a point where you feel as though you're moving forward in the way you want to move forward, and from a place of loving manifestation. So whether this is a person in your life or something you're working through yourself, just know. And some of us may wake up with dreams that we just kind of are sifting through to try to figure out what it meant or our orientation to the day. But when we are able to sift through whatever comes up, whatever reactions, whatever processes, when we're able to sift through it, whether we have total clarity about it or just a perspective, that we are aiming towards what gives us a sense of true ability to manifest and create with love. Because this new moon, Aries new moon, and we're in that energy as the week unfolds, what it does is it gives us tremendous starting ability. It is the new moon that basically springs off the spring equinox. So it's a continuation of the story of we are beginning this new zodiacal run throughout the spectrum of the year that the ancients marked as beginning with the spring equinox. So this is tremendous self-starting energy. And I think it's particularly strong for anyone who wants to do something that has to do with business, anything that has to do with the body. So a new health plan or perspective on diet or how you work with the body. And it is tremendously productive. So you want to just have that in your idea of what you're aiming for as the morning begins. At 8:06 a.m. Eastern time, when the moon is void of course, and it's void of course for several hours until it enters the sign of Taurus at 1:44 p.m., that void of course Aries moon can be productive with working with something already in motion, doing things that adhere to a exercise plan or something that your body enjoys doing that is familiar to you. Some people may find it very productive for getting rid of clutter, clearing off the desk, organizing things before you launch into fifth gear, moving forward. Well, actually, maybe it's not fifth gear because the moon is in the sign of Taurus. But when the moon is in the sign of Taurus, then we have a couple of days when we've got the waxing moon cycle, the new moon energy happening, and it's Taurus. So it's very stick-to-itive. It's like, this is what I'm doing. This is how it rolls out. I feel very in my body, very able to manifest and crystallize it. And so it's truly dynamic energy because it is working in tandem, in time, with the end movement would be a harmonious aspect to Pluto. So we take that, whatever reservations we had about the power play or the manipulation, whatever we had to kind of come to terms with, we can actually utilize that in a way that has force and power and fuel to take us farther with whatever this goal or unfolding is that we have in mind. And it might be a very short-term project, or it could be a long-term project, or something that we've already got in motion and we pick up with renewed energy and focus. But good time to re-engage. This week is very strong, and I'll continue to talk about it. always when the moon is in Taurus, so Monday, Tuesday evening, into actually Wednesday evening, do not shirk having good sustainable meals, because you'll get cranky. People who, I think in general, it's a good idea to eat in ways that sustain and feed your body. But especially when the moon is in Taurus, we need to focus on it, take time to digest, appreciate taste. All these things enhance quality of life and refresh the spirit. And it's true that our world is not as crazy 24/7 as it was before the pandemic hit. But I think one of the lessons for many people is that the quality of food and sitting down and really savoring or paying attention to meals is also giving recognition to the fact that we are in the human body, and that when we honor and support that, we have more energy to do all the other things that we want to do in this lifetime. Earth sign people may not need these messages as much as some of the air fire sign people that buzz around and don't necessarily think about, oh, I forgot to eat, or I was engaged in that and I'll just have a power bar. Anyway, so on Tuesday, which I see my calendar is telling me Ramadan begins. So blessings to all who mark this point in time. So on Tuesday, there's a few things to note. First is that there can be revelations, upsets, things that just kind of come out of the blue in the early morning. And some of us may wake up with dreams that it's like, what was that? It's fleeting. It may or may not have impact depending on if it touches your horoscope directly. But if there is something that you think, wow, that's really cool, jot it down or input it in your phone, or you will forget it. And it may be something you very much want to remember. The other thing to keep in mind on this day is you may be feeling as though you're pushing uphill a bit. If you're working with somebody who has a position of authority or that you have a responsibility to meet, it may feel like you're, you know, the rock in the hard place. It's just keep moving with it. Learn from things that are being presented to you. See anything that may feel as though it's a adjustment or modification that you're forced to make. See it as being, in the overall outcome, a good thing. You are not getting derailed. You are getting adjusted. And uber important to just work with people who match your responsibility. And if for some reason you're the person who can't meet the responsibilities presented to you, it is for some of us a lesson to raise our hands and say, I need help, or I'm not going to be able to do that. It's better to wreck the situation before it needs to be realized, to overextend to a point of being able to make it happen. There is a big energy burst that comes in late afternoon, early evening, and we can feel very much a sense of, wow, going at full tilt. Here we go. So you want to be aware of what your destination is, because if you're using that that force or that thrust, you want to make sure you're aiming the way you want to be aimed. On the 14th, moon still in the sign of Taurus, still booking along with this juicy energy. The morning can be highly inspirational, really begs for giving you some meditation spiritual time. Venus centers Taurus for a few weeks, so that again really solidifies the message I talked about earlier about appreciating tastes, smells, savoring, not just food, but all things that let you know that you are in the physical realm and it's important to be in nature and areas where you feel that beautiful connection with what makes the world a lovely place to be in. The more you make decisions about where you're focusing your energy, the more productive this afternoon is. So if you can make that happen, especially in the early morning, I would recommend meditate, do whatever spiritual hygiene needs to happen in the morning, and then get clear on what's important that you accomplish or make happen or spend time with on this day, and stay in your lane. Don't get distracted by things that maybe are pulling you off if it's something that you really want to make happen and accomplish, because that will allow you to go to the distance in a way that is how you wanted to make it happen. There's a real juicy period in the late afternoon into about 8 o'clock at night. This is a very powerful time to make things happen and follow through. And then as of that point in time, the moon is void, of course. So I just see this as a delicious evening to have a meal with friends. If you can't visit with friends, maybe via Zoom, or just make a nice meal for yourself, relax. If a lot of people don't like to eat after 8 o'clock at night, then just do things that allow you that sense of being comfortable and restoring your body. Really, really very, very beneficial when the moon is in Taurus and void, of course. Then on Thursday, the moon enters the sign of Gemini at 2:35 a.m. And it's in Gemini through Saturday, so I'll get there. But it also is a well-aspected moon. It's different energetically because what's happening, well, actually, there's a few things I should mention for this day, is it's a very, very highly auspicious morning. And it's very good for conversations, for community connections, neighbors, siblings, things that have to do with how you get around the world, how you connect, how you talk to people about things that are meaningful and get the messages out. So that is just important to note. Anybody who perhaps wants to launch something or let people know about something, this morning is very good for making that happen. The moon then continues to move through the sign of Gemini. So that timing I give you actually goes up to just a little before 1 p.m. Eastern time. And then it continues to book along, making these nice connections and good for really open conversations and like getting certain things resolved. Thursday is a very good day for meaningful conversations, clearing the air. The same is true on April 16th, but what's different on this day is that we do have a little kind of well, it's not even a little. There's a picture in the sky between the sun and Pluto in the early morning. So I don't know that that's going to affect a lot of people personally. We might see some kind of news or something come across on the world stage. It's very dynamic about bringing certain things to the surface. So some of us may have a personal connection with this. If you have an important point in your chart in a cardinal sign, Capricorn, Cancer, Libra, or Aries. But overall, just pay attention and see if it's anything that comes across your radar that has an effect on what you decide to do next. But overall, I think this is a good day for kind of burning through any cloudiness. And I wouldn't make any absolute decisions on this day, but once we get to putting the head on the pillow and letting the dreamscape come in, you can wake up with absolute crystal clarity. If there's a problem you've been trying to solve, something that just hasn't been coming together for you, I have found this useful in my life with several big problems. I mean, for me, I'll pull a tarot card, put it next to my bed, think about the problem, whatever it is, turn it over to the higher power, energy, universe, whatever you want to call it. Go to sleep. Let the subconscious dream world help you sift through it. Engage with entities that can give you more information. And then you wake up and in the morning you absolutely know what it is, but you have to capture that thought when it first comes in. And that's what Saturday the 17th can reveal for some of us. And it can be a very like pumped up, like, whoa, now I'm going there and feel really great. There's a opportunity period that happens from around 9 o'clock in the morning until around 11 o'clock in the morning, and 11:03 a.m. the moon goes void, of course. So the opportunity thing is just really great to, again, cement, clarify whatever those communications are. Once the moon goes void, of course, in the sign of Gemini, the exact opposite happens. Our communication is not so great at that point in time, so I would winnow down and just not engage in anything that was of any major importance. When the moon enters Cancer at 3:25 p.m., these next couple of days start to arrest whatever might have been flowing through for you with that waxing moon cycle. So when that happens, just it's a good time to restore, get your balance back. And so that'll take you through late afternoon Saturday into Sunday the 18th. And I would recommend time with loved ones, home, gardening, water, things that fill your well, and sidestep anything that seems to engage you into something that feels like it takes you off center. It's important to look at what that is, but not necessarily engage in it. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Okay, thank you so much. Any particular keyword for your week?
Action.
Action.
Action. Take action. That's why you want to be clear what action you're taking.
Right. Well, yes. Okay. So I invite everyone just to have a space of quietness and peace. Close your eyes and just very gently, very quietly adjust the mind, just so that we are aware that now for these few minutes, we are very conscious, very mindful of what we're thinking, how we're thinking, and just bringing ourselves into a state of quietness, of peace. And as we come to that place, just notice if any part of your body is asking for a slight adjustment, or if anything is in pain. Just notice it, but don't engage. And then taking a few deeper breaths, coming to that place of quiet. And as we come to this place, keeping our body still, and as much as we can, keeping our mind still. So when the mind is still, we can still be in an active place of listening, an active place even of processing, but just trying to keep it in a more of a more peaceful, quiet space. And noticing how hard or easy that is for us. How easy is it to quieten down? Or how hard is it to quieten down? And know that the actual so-called practice of meditation is a time when you are very mindful of your thoughts, very aware of your thoughts. And it's a time where you are really training your brain. So the more we do it, the better we get at it, just like bike riding. And it really is a practice that is very important, not only for the mind, but also for the body. So even if we can just come to this place of stillness, just for 10 minutes in the morning, perhaps 10 minutes in the evening, and then each day try and build up on it. So here we are, just quieting the mind. And when we finally come to that peaceful, silent place, we can begin to contemplate now what it is exactly that we mean by action. Action is movement. Action, because it is movement, means that there's change. And some of us are very, very comfortable with change. In fact, we desire it, we crave it, we want things to be moving. We want our mind, our body, our environments to constantly be changing and moving. And then there are others that prefer things to remain the same, things to remain exactly the same. And you know where you fall in this. Perhaps it's a bit of both. And just notice now how much change there has been in your world, in your own personal world, changes of circumstances, changes within your own family, changes in terms of life around us. And notice how much you've been able to welcome the change or engage with it, or it's a change that you absolutely do not want in your life at all under any circumstances, and you find that there's a lot of upset or resistance or even grief about the change. And as you notice what is changing in your life, you recognize that in fact everything is constantly changing, that our lives are always in a state of movement. It might appear to us that certain things remain the same, but if we really go down even just to a microscopic level, we can see that everything's constantly in movement. And there is one thing that we can be absolutely sure of in all of life, that everything is impermanent. Impermanence means that it will change, that I will change, that you will change, that the circumstances will change, that life will change. And this is the one thing that we can be absolutely certain of is change. And what can we do to allow that change to happen, to somehow embrace the change and somehow adapt our mind and our body to the change that is always happening? How can we encourage change where change is needed to come into action? How can we overcome the stagnancy? How can we overcome the stuck feelings? And how can we really understand where we can come into action in our lives? Action that will be beneficial. Action that will bring about change that is for the highest good. So that we can be an actual instrument also of change and not be always the receiver or somehow the victim of change. How can we put ourselves into the flow of life, into the action of life? How can we begin to move with, let us say, with a more aware energy and with a more, let's say, thought out well plan, so that we really engage the mind to not just be like a floating object on the top of the ocean, but to have a rudder, to have a sail, to have oars, to really put a decisive action into place and to be a part of the change with direction, with intention. So as we see situations changing, as we are in the middle of changing situations, that we still engage the rudder, that we still engage the sail, that we are a part, an active, intended part, and we contribute. So as we bring our thoughts to the surface, our intentions, exactly what we want to do, giving direction to our personal life, giving direction to how we want the world to be. And we feel the strength the strength of our personal conviction, the strength of our skills, the strength of our love of life in the rudder, in the sails, in the oars, as we put direction forward with loving kindness, with intelligence and wisdom. Gently, we take a few deeper breaths. Open our eyes, and with this energy, move forward. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much, Pam. And everyone, have a wonderful week, and we'll be with you next week. Thanks so much. Love now.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinell of ActiveSpirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, activespirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.